Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled Freddie Meets Bob Hope, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Another episode in the adventures of Freddie the Talking Dog. It's early 1965.
Bob Hope Productions.
Stella, it's Max.
Oh, Max, you charmer. What's up?
Freddie and Babs hit the road has been hung up in post for months. Hal Wallace is after me to get the contract signed so that Bob can start his voiceover work.
I keep telling him about it. I'm looking right at it.
What's the holdup?
I don't know. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes.
Bob.
What?
Max Meyerson's on the line.
I got Joey in here. Babe, I said I like the nylons. Just stuff them in your purse. Stella, tell him we're going over a bit for our new special.
I don't know what to tell you, Bob. He's very insistent.
Better scram, honey. I gotta take this.
Hello, Miss Heatherton. I didn't realize you were in conference.
Some conference?
Bob, will you pick up the extension?
I got it.
Well, you don't have to get huffy.
Well, Max, how are you?
Bob, Hal Wallace is breathing down my ass. We need your signature before we can start voiceover work on Freddie and Babs Hit the Road.
I've seen the dailies. It's good.
Oh, it's going to be a hit, Bob. Well, what's the what?
It's the dog. I need to meet the dog.
He's a dog. You don't need to meet the dog.
Listen, Max, if I don't meet the dog, how am I going to do the dog's voice?
That's the point, Bob. Hal doesn't want you to do Freddie. They want you. He wants you as Freddie, not Freddie as Freddie.
40 years in show business, and he doesn't want to see me act.
Just your voice. He just wants your voice.
Max, my voice is my instrument. You remember that I started out on radio, right?
Of course I remember. Do I need to remind you this contract is going to pay you a lot more than you ever made in radio?
My God, I got a lot of girls in radio.
Bob, what's it going to be?
1 o'clock, lunch, Brown Derby. Bring the contract. And Freddie.
Is that really necessary?
No Freddie, no signature.
You got it, Bob. Whatever you need.
Freddie! Woo! It's so wonderful to see you again. You too, Mr. Blue.
We're having lunch with Bob Hope.
Would Freddie like a carrot? Would you like a carroty, wordy, Freddie, weddy?
Woof! He's a dog, not an infant. Freddie, stop that. Will you just show us to our table? Please?
I know my job, sir.
Right this way.
Telling you, Max, I think the girl's in love with me.
Joey Heatherton. Whoa, what a tushy.
How do I break it off?
Go easy. She's a nice kid. Hey, there they are.
The man of the hour.
Well, thank you, but...
Or should I say, dog of the hour.
Please sit, both of you.
Gee, thanks, Max.
Freddie, I heard you were in the house. I just had to come over and say hello.
And to take our orders, I bet?
Well, yes.
Good man. We'll have a Cobb salad, and a Cobb salad, and a carrot. Make that 2 carrots. Coffee, gentlemen.
Bring me a phone, will you, kid?
3 coffees and a phone for Mr. Hope.
I heard him say that.
So why are you still standing here?
Well... Just pray you don't find a cockroach in your salad, Max.
I'm trying to cut back on the cigars, and I gotta tell you, it's making me a little edgy.
I'll say.
Who's the kid, Max?
Mr. Hope. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I got millions of them. What's your angle?
No angle. I'm...
Why are you here?
He's my dad.
Dear God. I didn't believe it when they told me, but...
And a writer. A very good writer.
You're a writer, too? How do you hold a pencil in those paws?
Dad's the writer.
I'm the writer.
Huh? You don't have pawns.
Bob, Leo was a very good writer. The company just optioned his script, set in Rome.
We did? I like Rome. We're in talks with Gina Lola Bridges' people about appearing in my next special.
Joey's appearing in your next special. You can't have both of them.
I know that. What am I going to do?
You have to stop.
Huh? What? What do you mean?
You can't chase two squirrels. It's impossible.
Max, he's freaking brilliant.
He is?
That's my Freddy.
Whip out that contract. Let me sign it.
Okay, here we are. Cobb salad, Cobb salad, Cobb salad, and two carrots.
Woof!
Anything else, gentlemen? Freddy?
We're good, we're good, we're good. Thank you.
You're a lucky man, Leo.
I am, Mr. Hope.
Call me Bob. So, Freddy, how do I do it? How do I break off with my Joey so I can, you know, take it up with Gina?
Well, Bob, and can I call you Bob?
You and your voiceover, buddy boy. I hope we're on a first-name basis.
Distract her with somebody else.
But everybody I know, she already knows.
She doesn't know my dad.
Nobody knows your dad. No offense.
None taken.
Bob, it's not a bad idea. Leo's a mensch.
But he's a writer. No offense.
None taken.
An up-and-coming writer. The writer of your new film, set in Rome, starring Gina Lola Brigida.
Oh, my God, Max. You're a genius.
But how? How will they meet?
Dinner at Grandma's house.
Freddy, my mother? I don't know.
She does make an excellent kugel.
Tell me more, Freddy. Tell me more.
Okay, so Max invites Bob over to Grandma's for dinner. Bob brings Joey.
I'm loving this, kiddo. Keep going.
Right after the introductions, Grandma gets a call. It's the studio. They need Bob back to redo a few voiceover lines.
I don't know if Joey will buy that. I'm Mr. One Take, you know.
Your reputation won't suffer. Tell us more, Freddy.
Dad steps up and offers to drive Joey home for dinner. Then Bob politely excuses himself and leaves.
Then what happens?
Then you make nice, you schmuck.
Joey Heatherton. I don't know. I don't feel ready for that.
Kid, you're never ready. Till you are.
You hear that? That's opportunity knocking.
Things will go great, Dad. You'll see.
Now, let's eat. I'm famished. Kid's got an appetite.
Stella, put a dinner on my calendar tonight. You, Ryder, what's the address?
Bob, baby, I'll call and give Stella the details after we eat. I'm starving.
She needs that for the car service.
Oh, boy, this is delicious.
I gotta pick up Joey.
Don't you love a Cobb salad, Leo? You can eat and talk with your hands at the same time. Like an Italian. Rome, Italian. Eh? Get it?
That looks good, Uncle Max.
It's terrific, kid. You want a bite? Here, have a hard-boiled egg. Here, Leo, call your mother and tell her, ask her to whip up that delicious kugel of hers for we're five people plus Freddy.
That's asking a lot, Max.
Remember the sound of opportunity? What I just did? Stay with me here.
I'm not a numbnut. I just know my mother.
Dial, call your mother.
Ma, it's Leo. You sound annoyed. Just a small favor.
Max!
What?
You signed the kid co-star with Gina?
I'm working on it.
He's right there in Italy doing those Italian westerns. Go get on it, will you, Max?
It's Joey. Talk to me.
Joey, it's Stella. Bob's sending a car for you at 5:30 for a 6 p.m. dinner.
Wait a minute. How does he know that I don't have plans?
I don't get into that. You know how Bob is.
Boy, do I ever. Is this with the NBC brass?
No, he would have said so. I think this is a private dinner.
He never tells me what's going on.
He's just that way. You know, kid, keep this under wraps, but Bob's got so much happening all at once that if I didn't manage his calendar, he'd be lost.
I know.
He really likes you. And not just because, you know.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Be ready at 5:30. And, oh, Bob said, like, dress like you're going out shopping. Nothing fancy.
Where is this dinner?
It's an apartment in Westwood.
Westwood? Who does Bob know in Westwood?
Freddie, slow it.
We're seeing Grandma.
So? We saw her a couple days ago.
We're seeing Grandma today.
Okay, Buster, tone it down.
I love my grandma.
I'm not exactly measuring up in her eyes. You gotta upstage me in the affection department.
Squirrel!
Freddy! No, not now!
Let's go! He's getting away!
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Come in! Frederick, you recognize your co-star on the hi-fi?
Of course he does, Ma.
She's got the voice of an angel. People who need people are the luckiest people
in the world.
Oh my God, Leo, Freddie can sing.
That's news to me.
Pay attention. Why don't you pay attention?
Ma, we just stopped by.
I'm not making the kugel.
Max is expecting the kugel. Bob Hope is expecting the kugel.
What do I want him here for? He kicked Freddy out of the picture.
That was Paramount's decision. And Freddy's not out of the movie. Bob is just dubbing the voice, that's all.
Max is behind this, isn't he?
Not exactly. He's kinda in the middle. He's Freddy's agent. It's his job to broker arrangements.
Well, Max can go eat somewhere else.
Freddy, you like Max? Uncle Max? He gave you a hard-boiled egg at lunch.
Okay. You got me.
Well, I don't approve of bribery, but if Freddy's okay, then I'll play ball.
Thank you. Did I mention that Joey Heatherton will be here?
You did not. I hope she likes Kung Pao shrimp over noodles.
If you have noodles, why don't you just make the kugel?
I am not making the kugel. Can you get it through your thick head? I'm not making the kugel.
Oof. Oof, oof, oof.
See? He gets it. I'm expanding my culinary horizons.
Oh, dear.
Go, and bring some sake when you come back.
Sake? That's Japanese, Kung Pao.
Just bring it. Come in, door's open.
Hello. Ma, what the hell are you wearing?
You like it? Freddy, it's Grandma. He didn't recognize me. Can you imagine that?
I repeat, what the hell? What the hell?
I'm getting into the spirit of the occasion, you schnook.
You're dressed in a kimono and you're serving Kung Pao shrimp. You're getting your Pacific Theater Nations all mixed up.
You're such a party pooper, Leo. See? He knows what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure that he does. This dinner is supposed to be about me getting to know Joey Heatherton.
You and who? You finally lost your mind.
Not my mother showing off for Bob Hope.
Poppycock, I happen to know he likes the Orient, so sue me for trying to please my guest of honor.
She's got a point.
You're taking her side?
I must admit, the kimono's growing on me.
Ma, where did you get that? I've never seen you in a kimono.
the Army Navy surplus off Wilshire. Oh, good you brought the sake. Get it, will you? Wait, how's my makeup?
Less garish than the kimono.
I don't know how to take that. Just get the door. Freddy, come with me.
Max, brace yourself. My mother looks like an extra from the cast of South Pacific.
What? Why?
I think she's trying to impress Bob.
A complication I wasn't prepared for. Nonetheless, Leo, we carry on.
Leo, get it!
Hello. Please come in, Bob.
Call me Mr. Hope. I'm kidding, kid. Have you met Joey?
Oh, wow. No, I mean, I've seen her on TV. Miss Heatherton, you are so much.
Isn't she a peach? Where's your dog?
He's in the kitchen with my mother.
I'm having trouble with the subtext underlying the meaning of some of his lines. I need his insight.
Huh? Bob, just read the damn lines. You're not an actor. Hal wants your voice and your name on the marquee.
Don't listen to him, Bob. You're a fine actor.
That's what Bing tells me. What does he know?
Honey, where's your powder room?
Powder what? Down the hall.
Don't get lost, babe. I gotta go find that dog.
I'll show you.
You're such a gentleman.
Leo!
Quick, Miss Heatherton, let's go.
Joey, to you, handsome.
I'm feeling dizzy.
Oh, hon, let's get you some water on your face.
You two leaving already? You work fast, buddy boy.
Come on, Leo, I need you to cool down.
He needs to cool down. I need to cool down. What a tushy. I should not be looking, but I can't help it. I'm going to give myself an acute myocardial infarction. Where'd Bob go?
Mein Gott in Himmel! Alert the Defense Department! I think I found Tokyo Rose.
Mr. Hope just fainted!
Bob!
Bob, wake up!
Stop it, honey. We'll have time for that in Roma.
Oh, dear. Bob thinks we're in Rome.
No, he doesn't. Wake up, Bob.
Oh, Max, he's confused.
Where am I? Was the USO back in the Solomon Islands? Somebody call Crosby. Call Dorothy. Get the gang back together. We're going on the road.
Bob? Bob, how many fingers am I holding up?
That kimono. Did we lose the war? Konnichiwa.
Bob, please say hello to my mother.
I think I just did. Hajime Mashtai.
He's not making sense. We need to take him to the hospital.
Forget it, doll. I'm only playing.
Leo, she couldn't have made the kugel? Maybe dressed like a normal person?
I heard that crack, mister.
Uncle Max, be nice.
Yeah, Max, be nice. I dig the kimono. Can you sing?
Can I sing? Oh, Mr. Hope.
Please, call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, a plum, and apricot too.
Max? Roma? Bob is taking me to Rome?
Not exactly. Just forget you heard that.
Max, he said we'll have plenty of time for that in Roma.
A slip of the tongue.
Max? Who is slipping Bob the tongue?
Figure of speech.
Max, out with it.
Gina Lola Brigida. I'm sorry, honey. You weren't supposed to find out till paparazzi surrounded them canoodling at the Trevi Fountain and pictures were plastered on the cover of every tabloid.
Lady, we gotta work on your wardrobe, but you can carry a tune.
Bob?
Oops, gotta go.
Bob, it's for you.
I'll bet it's the studio. Hey, what do you know? It's the studio.
Bob!
Sorry, honey. I gotta loop some more lines.
Loop this line. We're through.
Joey, baby! Max, you were supposed to handle this delicately.
Gee, maybe you could have signed with me instead of Saltier. I could have intervened.
Forget it, Max. Jimmy signed me when I was a lonely hoofer tapping the boards in 36. I don't turn my back on a friend.
What about me, Bob? Aren't I a friend?
Of course you are, honey. Just different. Thanks for the memory. See you around, folks. That really was the studio.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon,
and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was.
I knew it was going to happen eventually, though I never figured it'd be like this.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Drink up.
You could have warned her.
I don't rep Bob. I'd like to... Kid, you gotta believe me. I would have loved to help you, but I don't want a reputation for spreading unfounded rumors. Get me?
I hear you. I had a feeling. Stella kept putting through calls from Italy. Bob said he bought an olive oil company, kept saying buongiorno and olio di oliva over and over again.
Good morning, olive oil?
I know. It never made sense.
It still doesn't make sense.
Quiet, you!
It's okay, Max. It's not your fault.
Chin up, kid. You got bigger things ahead of you. I just know it.
Joey, would you like to go for a walk?
Aw, Freddy, you're sweet. Now or after dinner?
Well, I have to go now.
Oh, Freddy, you should have said something. I'd better take him.
I'll go with you.
Gee, that'd be swell.
Gee, that'd be swell. When did my kid turn into Frankie Avalon?
Go, kids. Go, take the pooch for a walk. I'll entertain your mother till you get back.
Entertain me? What the hell goes on in your head?
I don't know. The kimono's growing on me.
I'm wild again. Beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered. Am I?
He's very cute, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to get Max to stop reading him his press clippings.
Luella Parsons loves me.
See what I mean?
She's not the only one, I'm sure.
Dad loves me.
I love you too, Freddy.
You're pretty cute too, you know.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. For a writer, I mean.
You weren't serious.
Of course I was serious. I like guys with big brains.
Bob?
Oh, yeah. Bob is a really bright man. Along with the Bob you see on TV and the movies is Bob Hope the businessman. You'd be amazed at what he's got going on in real estate.
Well, I'm no mover shaker like that.
You're sweet, Leo. And you make me laugh.
Freddy makes you laugh.
There's a bench. Can we sit a second?
Sure.
Leo, if I'm not being too forward... You're kind of a catch.
Are you saying I'm a fish? You've made him hungry.
Leo, damn it, listen to me. Oh, hell, I better just show you. What's going on? Why is he growling at me?
He thinks you're biting me.
Freddy, honey, I'm kissing your daddy.
Kissing?
Yes, kissing. Leo, has he never seen this?
Honestly, Joey, since adopting Freddy a year ago, I haven't had time to date.
No time? Is that really what's kept you from dating?
This kid's been keeping me so busy with all his photo shoots, the Barbara Streisand movie.
My movie!
Press engagements, and if I have a moment between that and dealing with my mother, I try to get to my typewriter. I'm so thankful Max optioned my script.
See, Leo? You are an important guy.
Oh, it's been a long time coming.
You haven't dated in over a year, huh?
Kinda sad.
No, Leo, that's not what I was thinking at all.
What were you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking you should ask me out.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
We can all chase squirrels together.
Freddy, while that would be exciting, I think your dad may have dinner in mind.
Well, I'm always hungry.
Freddy, you're going to be with Grandma while I take Joey to dinner. To a restaurant free of prying eyes.
Face it, Freddy. Your paparazzi are hard to shake. Your dad and I wouldn't have a moment to ourselves.
That's true. I am popular.
And if Freddy and Babs Hit the Road ever comes out, we're all going to be wearing sunglasses in public.
Bob will nail the dubbing. He really is a professional.
I like Bob.
Okay, kid, take it down a notch.
I do like Bob.
I know you do, buddy. You're the best.
Should we get back? See how your mother and Max are getting along?
They're not. But that's okay. She can handle him. Hey, let's keep walking.
We're not far from Melrose. Feel like a bite at Pink's?
Ooh, yes, Pink's!
But Joey, I wasn't going to take you for a hot dog on our first date. I was thinking more like...
Don't think, Leo. Let's just do this. Right now. Because we can. Isn't that enough of a reason?
Of course. Joey, you don't have much say in what you do, do you?
That's the business we're in.
Oh, stop. You love the attention.
I do.
When do you and Freddy leave for Rome?
I don't know. I hear a few more contracts need to be signed.
Gosh.
Why don't you come to Rome with us?
I don't know. Bob's producing. He'll be there.
So, think about it, huh?
Oh, Leo. Okay, I'll think about it. Could be awkward. You and me, Bob and Gina.
Then don't think about it. That, I mean, them.
Leo, you surprise me. Way to take charge, mister. I really do like you.
I like you too.
You're smiling, Dad. It's nice to see you smile.
See? He knows. He gets it.
That's my boy.
Staircases every day to climb to go up to my white ballroom out on the end of time.
You have been listening to Freddy Meets Bob Hope, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Freddy, Daniel Hill as Leo, John Welsh as Max, Linda Reagan as Mabel, Chloe Freeman Davis as Joey Heatherton, Don Singrani as Bob himself, Ernie Bottom as Stella, Dustin Davis as the waiter, Ethan Howe played the maitre d', and our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. Mainly, we rely largely on individual donors to sustain our operations. For any listeners who would like to donate now to help our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN wishes all our listeners a wonderful holiday and Happy New Year and a better 2024. Thank you. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.